This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, August 11, 2021, and these are the headlines. The city government vaccinated about 400,000 residents for the first dose as of August 8, Sunday, the City Information Office reported. On Monday, Mayor Sara Duterte said the number was achieved because some groups have joined the vaccination program. There was a day when the recorded number of vaccinees for the first dose reached 14,000. Duterte expressed her confidence that the city government will be able to achieve the 1.2 million vaccinees for the first dose by November. In business, the Small Business Corporation has released about 12 million pesos in small loans to about 200 micro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, in Davao de Oro since last year, the regional office of the Department of Trade reported. The report said the government-run SBC has been implementing the Bayanihan COVID-19 assistance to restart enterprises to help MSMEs slowly cope with the impact of the pandemic. To avail of the interest-free and collateral-free financing program, a small business must have a barangay or a mayor's permit, a bank or electronic money account, and the owner must have a government-issued identification card. The program will not also require the business to present a financial statement, although the applicant can also bring the document. In sports, medal winners in the Tokyo 2020 Olympics have called collegiate league organizers to include boxing and weightlifting so that the country can produce more medals. Weightlifter Heidelin Diaz and boxers Nesty Patecio, Carlo Paalam, and Yumir Marshall both agree that including these sporting events will result in more talents who can be sent to international competitions. Diaz brought home a gold medal, the first for that country in Olympics, while Patecio and Paalam won silver and Marshall brought home a bronze medal. The four were also showered with gifts in cash and in kind. They agreed that their victories in the toughest sports competition in the world would also encourage the youth to join and find their niches in sport. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, please log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.